नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Nectar of Instruction, text number 9. Vaikunthaschanito vara madhupari tatrapi rasotsavat.
Vaikunthaschanito vara madhupari tatrapi rasotsavat.
The spiritual world.
Janitaha.
Because of birth.
Vara.
Better.
Madhupuri. The transcendental city. Known as Mathura. Tatra.
Api.
Superior to that. Rasa Utsava. Because of the performance.
Of the Rasa Leela.
Vindaya Aranyam. The forest of Vrindavan. Udarapani. Of Lord Krishna. Ramanat. Because of various kinds. Of loving pastimes.
Tatra api.
Superior to that. Govardhanaha. Govardhan Hill. Radha Kundam. A place called Radha Kunda. Iha api. Superior to this. Gokula.
Patahe.
Of Krishna.
The master of Gokula.
Prema Amrita. With the nectar of divine love. Aplavanat. Because of being overflooded.
Kuryat. what
kuryat
would do
hasya
of this
radha kunda
Virajataha
situated.
Giritate
at the foot of Govardhan Hill.
Sevam
service.
Viveki
who is intelligent.
Not.
Kaha
who.
So, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
The holy place, known as Mathura, is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathura, Puri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's Rasa-lila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was a site of his various loving pastimes. And, above all, the super-excellent Sri Radhakund stands supreme, for it is overflooded with the ambrosial nectarian prema of the Lord of Gokul, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radhakund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? Purport. So let's go around and each of us will read one paragraph of the purport. Mathura Prabhu, you can start. The spiritual world,
world is 3/4 of the total creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is the most exalted region. The spiritual world is naturally superior to the material world. However, Mathura and the adjoining areas, although appearing in the material world, are considered superior to the spiritual world because the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself appeared at Mathura. The interior forests of Vrindavan are considered superior to Mathura because of the presence of 12 forests, Dvadas Vana, such as Talvan, Madhuvan and Bhulavan, which are famous for the various pastimes of the Lord. But superior to these forests is the divine Govardhan Hill, because Krishna lifted it like an umbrella, raising it with his beautiful lotus-like hand to protect his associates, the denizens of Vraj, from the torrent rains sent by angry Indra, king of demigods. It is also the Govardhan Hill that Krishna tended the cows with his cowherd friends, and there also he had his rendezvous with his most beloved Sri Radha and engaged in loving pastimes with her. Radha Kund is at the foothill of Govardhan, is superior to all because it is there that love of Krishna overflows. Advanced devotees prefer to reside in Radha Kund because this place is the site of many memories of the eternal loving affair between Krishna and Radha Rani. Rati Vilas.
In the Chaitanya Charita Madhya Lila, chapter 18, it is stated that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first visited the area Vraj Bhumi, he could not at first find the location of Radha Kunda. This means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually searching for the exact location of Radha Kund. Finally, he found the holy spot, and there was a small pond there. He took his bath in that small pond and told his devotees that the actual Radha Kund was situated there. Later, the pond was excavated by Lord Chaitanya's devotees, headed first by the 6 Goswamis such as Rupa and Raghunatha Dasa. Presently, there is a large lake known as Radha Kunda there. Srila Rupa Goswami has given much stress to Radha Kunda because of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire to find it. Who then would give up Radha Kunda and try to reside elsewhere? No person with transcendental intelligence would do so. The importance of Radha Kunda, however, cannot be realized by other Vaishnavas' sampradayas. nor can be persons uninterested in the devotional service of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understand the spiritual improvement, importance and divine nature of Radhakund. Thus Radhakund is mainly worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the followers of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Mataji, you can read the translation again.
Yeah.
The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world, because the Lord appeared there. Superior to Mathurapuri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavana, because of Krishna's Rasalila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavana is Govardhana Hill, for it was raised by the divine hands of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radhakunda stands supreme, for it is overflooded with the ambrosial nectarian prema of the Lord of Gokula, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radhakunda, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill?
Om Jnana Chandasya Yananchana Shalakaya
Chashuranmitam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manomisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Dadati Satyadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sadajata Sahagavadavitam Tam Sujivam Sadvetam Sadhutam Parijana Saritam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Radhita Shri Vishakamitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nithi Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasya Jaya Sitarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhuvevacha Patitanam Pavanevebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah.
Jai Shri Krishna
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. So we have the good fortune of Association of Devotees this evening, and we're hearing about sweet, sweeter, and sweetest. This is a natural progression, perfect, more perfect, most perfect. So all the places of the Lord are perfect. Vaikuntha is perfect, and then Mathura is perfect, but it's more perfect. And then after Mathura is Vrindavan, the 12 forests of Vrindavan. They're perfect and perfect. More perfect. Then more perfect even than those forests or Govardhan Hill. Because Lord Krishna had so many pastimes there. And then even more perfect than Govardhan Hill is Sri Radhakund. Considered the most sacred place in the whole universe. And many divine, exalted devotees have resided there, like Raghunath Das Goswami and others. And what goes on at these places is devotees reside there and they perform their devotional service. And yesterday we began a discussion about two different moods of devotional service. There's Vaidhi Bhakti, which means devotional service according to rules and regulations. And then there's Raganuga Bhakti, which is spontaneous devotional service. So Vaidhi Bhakti means we're practicing devotional service. We're told we have to get up early for Mangal Arati, so we set our alarm clock and we get up. Right. Whereas someone who's practicing Raganuga Bhakti, they'll just, you know, they hate to go to sleep because, you know, it's a waste of time. Prabhupada said he hated to sleep because he was wasting time. Just wants to eagerly get up and get into service and go to the goes running for the Mangal Arati and never dragging their feet for any service and always thinking, how can I serve the divine couple more and more and more? So I want to speak a little bit more about this concept of Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti that we started last night.
That's good.
We have our presentation. So Raganuga Bhakti, what is it?
Yes, I can see.
And what happens if we prematurely adopt it?
Prematurely adopt it means we are in that stage.
Let me make the presentation first and take questions at the end. First deserve, then desire, or you might burn in the fire. First deserve,
then desire, or you might burn in the fire.
Right, okay. So if we prematurely jump into Raganuga Bhakti, it can actually damage our spiritual life. So just like when we come for the darshan of the deity, first we take darshan of the lotus feet of the deity, and then gradually we go up. Similarly, when we read Bhagavatam, first we read the first canto, it's like the lotus feet of the Lord, and gradually proceed to the 10th canto, which is considered the lotus face, the beautiful smiling lotus face of the Lord. So similarly, in bhakti, we should start at sadhana bhakti or vaidhi bhakti, and then gradually progress towards Raganuga bhakti. We should not immediately jump into Raganuga bhakti. Sadhana means we have our regulated spiritual activities, 16 rounds. You know, someone who's on Raganuga Bhakti, they may even throw away their japamala. You know, they say, I'm just always chanting. Sometimes we meet people, they say, well, I need to take japamala. I'm always chanting. You know, I'm always chanting. But unfortunately, they're just deluding themselves. They're not always chanting most 99.9% of the cases. So we cannot immediately throw away our japamala. We can't immediately say, well, I have to get up for Mangal Arati. I love Krishna anyway. So here's some points about Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti means, can someone read the first point?
Devotional service in spontaneous love.
Spontaneous love. They're just spontaneously attracted to loving Krishna.
Just at once.
Yeah, it's just spontaneous. Like a young man is attracted to a young girl, and a young girl is attracted to a young man, similarly the attraction for the devotee in Krishna in Raganuga Bhakti is like that. He's just attracted to Krishna, and Krishna's just attracted to him. Next, someone else can read.
One has to serve Krishna according to these regulative principles, enjoined in the Shastra and given by the spiritual master. But if one develops spontaneous love for Krishna in the activities of those who live in Varaha Bhumi, one attains the platform of Raganuga Bhakti.
Right. So then you just get attracted to serving in the mood of the Vrajabasis. And
like a first love, spontaneous?
No, spontaneous means like when you are in love, you do things not by rules and regulations, you just do it.
Spontaneous means without previous plan.
Right.
Okay.
It's not like we set our alarm clock and say, tomorrow I should go to the Mangalarti.
Automatically.
Right. Automatically.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, a service opportunity comes. You know, just
don't say yes. Run
just,
it.
Just go.
Grab
and,
it.
Just go and grab it, yeah. So, what are some examples of Krishna's devotees in Vrindavan performing Raganuga Bhakti?
What are some examples of Krishna's devotees in Vrindavan performing Raganuga Bhakti?
Yeah.
Gopis.
Gopis, yes. Okay. Yeah. Some more?
The six Goswamis.
Six Goswamis.
Prabhupada.
Six Goswamis, they're practicing Raganuga Bhakti, but at the same time they're giving us an example and by practicing sadhana bhakti. Did they chant a fixed number of rounds, the six Goswamis? They did. So is that Raganuga or is that Vaidhi?
Vaidhi.
That's Vaidhi Bhakti. And did Prabhupada chant a fixed number of rounds?
Yes.
So he's, some of these great souls are just showing by their own example, you know, how we should behave.
Gopis are.
Gopis are practicing Raganuga Bhakti. You know, Krishna's playing his flute. They take their babies, they just leave them there. The milk is on the fire.
Yeah.
You know, they put on the mascara this side. They put the bottom on the top, the top on the bottom, and they go running, you know. That's Raganuga Bhakti. Like
cows and the Vrindavan cows.
Vrindavan cows, also spontaneous.
And the cowherd guys.
Cowherd boys. Yeah. Mother Yashoda.
Mother Yashoda.
And Nanda Maharaj. Yeah.
What kind of
sadhana do the residents of Vrindavan perform? Do they chant their rounds?
No.
No.
No, they're chanting all the time.
They don't chant. Does Mother Yashoda carry a japa mala?
No.
But she does put tilak on Krishna and she does chant Krishna's names. She sings songs. She's always singing songs.
Yeah, she's always singing songs.
She's always singing songs.
Even churning milk,
yeah,
doing whatever.
Constantly she's singing songs.
Yeah.
But it's not according to regular principle.
Right.
She says always spontaneously attractive.
Out of love, right.
Out of love, spontaneous attraction. Yeah, because she's developed love. That's an important point. So, dangers of premature adoption of Raganuga. Go outside ISKCON to attend programs with elevated devotees, you know? Some people, they say, you know, come to Radhakund, there's going to be a katha from this such and such Maharaj. Is he in this guy? No. But he's fully attracted to the gopi. He even dresses like a gopi, you know? Like, you know, so we should be careful, you know, going outside to hear these so-called high topics, you know? Stay in Radhakund and risk bad association. Like, sometimes devotees, they go to Vrindavan and they say, well, in Prabhupada's book, it says Radhakund is the highest place and the advanced senior devotees reside there, so I should go there. So devotees go there and they don't have as much association of ISKCON devotees and they associate with these Babajis and their consciousness gets polluted and then they leave ISKCON, they leave the orders of their guru instruction and recently, even one ISKCON sannyasi, one Prabhupada disciple, he took Babaji initiation from one of the Radhakund Babajis after living in Radhakund for a long time.
Oh, wow.
But Prabhuji, Radhakund is not the way the Radhakund
nation,
then why can't go there?
Can we have questions at the end?
Sorry.
Yeah. Maybe take notes. Note down your question, or else you may forget it.
Yes,
okay.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Perform Nirjan Bhajan. Nirjan Bhajan means bhajan that's alone.
Okay.
Like I mentioned in class the other day, Srila Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks that they can perform devotional service outside of the association of devotees is only experiencing a hallucination. Do you know what's a hallucination?
Yeah.
Like we have a high fever, you know, and you see all kinds
of
things.
Yeah.
The person's just saying things.
Right.
One time, devotee told Srila Prabhupada, I just want to live in a tree and chant 16 rounds. Prabhupada says, you cannot do this. He did it, you know? And then after some time, they saw him, he disappeared, and they found him later, a couple of years later, working in a gas station. You know? So, it's a lot of dangers here. Another danger, neglect core Krishna conscious philosophy like Bhagavad Gita, and only hear elevated topics like Gopi Bhav. You know, I don't want to study Bhagavad Gita, that's for beginners. I just want to read the Gopi Bhav chapters of Gopi Gita and some other, you know, chapters of 10th Canto of Bhagavata.
That's it.
Because I'm special, because I'm at that level now. I don't, Sarvadharma Prachaja, that's
it.
That's for children, you know. I'm at a higher level. So this is dangerous also. Devotees, they even formed one time devotees called a Gopi Bhav, formed a Gopi Bhav club in Los Angeles in like the 70s, around 72, 73. And they would just get together and sit and read like Krishna book and Bhagavatam, those Gopi sections. And they said, we heard if we hear about this, then it will come in our consciousness, we'll develop this. Prabhupada said, this is... should be stopped immediately.
Oh.
Yeah, Prabhupada didn't like it. Says Prabhupada said, you know, a real devotee, you know, will be in, wherever he finds Krishna, will be in ecstasy. If Krishna's driving the chariot, the devotee's in ecstasy. If Krishna's in Vrindavan, he's in ecstasy. It's not that we only focus on this Nikunja, you know, kind of topics. So another danger is to read these advanced books and neglect Srila Prabhupada's books, like we see so many books by ISKCON devotees and also by non-ISKCON devotees, said like one very famous one by Krishna Das Kaviraj, Govinda Lilamrita. This is an extremely elevated book. It talks about Astakaliya Lila, what Krishna and the gopis are doing different times of night, and so devotees saying, oh, it's available, let me read that, you know? And they start reading all these like quote-unquote nectar books, and they leave Prabhupada's books, and then they become, it's like when they become contaminated, they become confused, they lose their strength in spiritual life, they can end up working in a gas station also. It's like if you cook a meal, and you say, okay, everyone sit down for breakfast, we're going to have a very sweet cake, and very sweet cupcakes, and some burfi, and some sandesh. Okay, enjoy, you know? Everyone happy? Good, good. Okay, come back for lunch. Okay, lunch, we're going to have pie and ice cream.
Nobody can.
And just keep serving sweets, you know, every meal. And it tastes good for a while, but then after some time, the devotee gets sick,
right.
You know? So this is it. If you're just always taking the sweet stuff, and not that the other thing is not sweet, but then you can get sick. And actually Krishna says in Gita that what tastes like poison in the beginning is like nectar at the end. And what's like nectar in the beginning is like poison at the end. So sometimes if we want to read, you know, parts of Bhagavatam or part, because we don't have a taste, Bhagavad Gita, Ishopanishad, Upadeshamrita, it's not so sweet for us. We want to jump into Radha Krishna Leela. But actually it's very nutritious.
Right.
It's good for our bhakti. It's healthy for our bhakti. So we should focus on those books. Prabhupada said four books. This Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and Shuman Bhagavatam. These are like four books Prabhupada stressed. Core philosophy. Very nutritious. So then if you jump into premature adoption of Raganuga Bhakti, you might not actually develop it. You know, it's like you're trying to grow a plant and you pour too much water, it might die, you know. And then we may get into deviation, and sahajism means taking things cheaply. So these are some dangers of premature adoption of Raganuga. So, yeah, it looks like that was a presentation. Yeah.
But was that the first deserve or then?
First deserve,
then desire.
Then desire. Or you might burn in the fire. This is my composition. We had some song we're singing, and then also back and forth. We did a first deserve, then desire, or you might burn in the fire, like that. So we should deserve means we should do our core Krishna conscious activities for a long, long period of time, and spontaneously, you know, the spontaneous devotional service will manifest. It's not that we have to artificially, you know, bring it about. We see also, I wanted to mention, in Vrindavan, I've seen it also. I went to one Goswami temple, Raghavallabha temple. I was with Sri Prahlad Prabhu and Indradumna Maharaj. We were visiting some temples, a few devotees. Sri Prahlad Prabhu whispers to me, "Hey, do you see that lady in the sari over there?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Do you see that she needs a shave?" Because it was a guy.
It was a guy.
He's dressed up in a sari. Because, you know, I'm just practicing, you know. I'm a gopi in the spiritual world, so I'm practicing now.
They do that a lot.
In Vrindavan, there's a lot of this sahajiyas.
Yeah.
Sahajiyas.
Sahajiyas.
And there was one devotee, one ISKCON devotee, he went to Radhakund, and the Babaji said, "Actually, in the spiritual world, you're a peacock." So then he went back to the ashram, he was going, more, and the devotee said, "What's going on?" He said, I'm practicing to go to the spiritual world. And we did a drama also at this, and we got down on our like four hands and legs, and we're going, we're saying I'm Krishna's cow, you know. And then like the bhakti leader comes in, what are you doing we heard that, you know, you're a cow in the spiritual world. He said, "This is premature. You should be studying Bhagavad Gita, chanting your rounds. Why are you chanting your rounds? You're on your hands and knees, you know, go in the temple and chant your rounds like this."
Why did not people dress up as gopis and
There's a lot of
Just like that's not good though. No. They're just like they're just doing that.
That's not good. Yeah. They're premature.
Imitate.
They can do it internally.
Radha Ashtami time. There's a big procession that happens in the
Vrindavan.
The Vrindavan, but on the Prasanna side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the Radha
Shriji Madhyash.
Yeah, temple. So their time, all these, you know, people dress up as Radharani and, you know, the gopis, and there's a big procession goes on, right? Have you been there at that time?
I haven't been there that time.
Oh, yeah, never been. Okay. I watched it one time, you know, there was everybody, and then everybody, you know, gives them, feed them. Yeah, it's a collection, way of collection, you know, kind of a thing, but
They're collecting funds,
and people feed them, and you know they dress up the little girls in the, you know some. It's a big festivity at that time.
Yeah, but this is Varshana.
Right, Varshana. Yeah.
And Prabhupada encourages us to stay within the four walls of Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Oh, okay.
He said the entire Vrindavan, the entire spiritual world, can be found within the four walls of Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Yeah.
Because Prabhupada is concerned that devotees would go around and get confused.
Right.
And the Rajabasis, you know, they have a very different mood.
Right.
And if devotees come in contact with them, when devotees come in contact with them, there's a danger that they may become confused by these devotees. They may make offenses against them. Or they may become contaminated by them and say, "Well, they're doing it, I can also do."
Right.
So we cannot imitate also the Rajabasis like that. They have a...
So the Rajabasis, still they have that mood?
Yeah. Oh. Some of them have, yeah.
Prabhuji, you said staying in the Radha Kund is not...
we should stay in the association of devotees.
In the Radha Kund, there is no devotees?
There are devotees, but there's all kinds of devotees. Like, we're just making the point that if you go to Varshana and you associate with the devotees there, then there are some risks involved. The risk is, number one, you can become confused by them, by their activities. Number two, you can make offenses towards them because you think their activities may be wrong, and you may criticize them, and that's also offensive. Number three, you could get contaminated by them and think, because they're doing it, it's also okay for me to do it. Now, especially in Radha Kund, is especially dangerous because there's a group of people there, especially Babaji's, who do take this too cheaply. They're sahajas. Then they're telling people left and right, okay, you're a gopi, you're a cow, you're a peacock. Okay. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur did not encourage this. One of Srila Prabhupada's disciples approached Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, I want to take your blessings to go to Radha Kund and take higher shiksha from one of the Babaji's there.
Oh, okay. That'd be interesting conversation.
Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you have my blessings to go to hell. And he told the devotees, he's not going to Radha Kund. He's going to Narak Kund, to hell. So it's not actually the people that are there, it's not actually the location, but it's the people and what they're hearing and the consciousness of the personalities that are there. So there's quite a good collection of personalities there that are very much different from the mood of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees. And as I mentioned earlier, one of our own ISKCON sannyasis lived there for several years, and this year, as a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he took Babaji initiation from one of the Babajis there, outside of ISKCON. Last year he wrote, there was a scandal with him. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But at the end, maybe it was. At the end of it, he said, I did so much service in ISKCON, now I'm retiring. And then the next year, this year, he took Babaji outside of ISKCON. So, he went out of the parampara, you know. So, even for a sannyasi, dangerous place.
After this many years of service, if it can happen to him, imagine us.
So, would Prabhupada be pleased by this? I don't think so. If he wanted to take Babaji so much, maybe he could have taken from one of his godbrothers or something like
that.
So, spiritual life is a razor's edge.
Right.
Yes.
You know, when you're shaving, you don't have experience with this, but when you're shaving, if a little bit of inattentiveness, you cut yourself and you'll bleed. So with spiritual life, we have to be very careful. We have to keep ourselves in the association of devotees. And if we're inattentive, if we're not careful, we can bleed, you know? We can fall down, we can leave the association of devotees. The association of devotees protects us. It's like when you're trying to grow a tree, in India especially, you put a fence around the tree so the goats, the bakri, Bakri is
speaking
this.
Yeah, bakri lo kahenge. Or to kaya kahenge. Or ye vriksh mar denge. Lekin ek tora lakri ek fence. Hindi mein fence.
Char diwali. Fence.
Fence will be
one.
Like. Yeah.
Protection.
You know, the
Rakshak.
Yeah.
Prabhuji knows better than us.
Fence will be.
Abhi dimag mein nahi aa raha mere bhi. Diwar kar do aise
bol.
Yeah. Anyway, you have the idea.
Yeah.
You put a fence around. Ye bakri log nahi aayenge. To ye vriksh. अच्छा लगता है ये वृक्ष ऊपर जाएंगे तो हम सब भक्तगण के साथ हरे कृष्ण भक्त के साथ इस्कॉन भक्त के साथ ये इस्कॉन भक्त एक रक्षक they're protecting us so we should always remain in the association of iskcon devotees Srila Prabhupada's devotees and we'll be protected because if you start getting walking around going more some devotees going to go you're in Maya Prabhu you're in Maya Mataji what is going on
you know
so the devotees will always be around us to pull us back yeah Jai
Haribol
So, or kuch cha-cha or prashna chahiye?
Thank you very much, Ruby.
Thank you very much. Shri Vector of Instruction ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Tagore Purnanda.
Mm-hmm.